Love this podcast? Consider supporting this show. You decide how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Visit the link in the episode description to support now.
From the minds that brought you the smash hit podcasts, Your Life the Mixtape, and Headliners comes Your Life the Mixtape Magazine, a free, monthly digital magazine that focuses on music, culture, and social commentary on current news and events. Visit www.yourlifethemixtape.com to subscribe today.
Hello there, I want to take a moment to talk to you about Dear Dean magazine from Dear Dean Publishing, my favorite subscription only monthly digital magazine. It's got subscriber-generated content about politics, pop culture, travel, family, pets, and poetry and wellness articles and features, contributor articles from nationally recognized journalists, writers, and artists, and provides opportunities for novice writers and authors and other contributors to share their voice, talents, and words. Did I mention that it's completely free? Dear Dean magazine provides free advert space for small creators, authors, and podcasters, fulfilling its vision that some art should always be free. It's owned and operated by Myron J. Clifton and is designed and distributed by Katya J. Lerner at Buzzword Consulting. Visit deardean.com/subscribe to get signed up.
You are now listening to Headliners, the show featuring the best and brightest in entertainment worldwide. Now here's your host, Greg Howard Jr.
Their new single, Not Today, is out right this very minute for your listening pleasure. Please welcome the absolutely fantastic Sarah Nation to the show. Hello.
What up?
Thank you so much for being here. So for the listeners who may not be familiar with your music, and they should be, tell us about the new single. Tell me what you guys have going on right now.
You want me to take it, Jay?
Yeah, go ahead, Bianca. Okay. Tell them about it.
Well, we just dropped our single, Not Today, last Friday, March 1st. It's our first single we have released actually in 2 years. So we've been kind of accumulating all this music and wrote all this great music over the past 2 years. And now we're finally releasing it because we have a little plan together. We have a music video too that we had so much fun filming. So everyone should go watch that. And yeah, we're going to be releasing a lot of new music the rest of the year, and then possibly an album is the plan. So yeah, that's kind of what we got going on right now.
So tell me, on a scale of 1 to 10, how excited about life are y'all right now?
10.
Right. Yeah, 100%.
Feels like being reborn again. After not releasing something in 2 years and then you come back, it feels like a whole new start. It feels really good.
I like that. So what would you say has been the career highlight for Serenation thus far?
I don't know. What do you guys think?
Wow. I mean, headlining our hometown in St. Pete, and I had a chance to propose to my fiance Bianca, our bass player. That was a pretty highlight for me personally. I mean, everyone
me
else.
Too. I've got to say it's out there, you know, definitely top.
It was a highlight for me too, watching it. That was a good one. Sublime Tour was great as well.
Oh, nice.
Being on tour with those guys was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And Soja and Common Kings and Michael Franti. They were all amazing.
Yeah, that's probably mine too, I would say, just because we looked up to all those bands so much. Like, you know, Soja was one of the bands that actually got me into like this style of music and just music, just loving it in general. And so being able to tour with them was like really unreal. Like, seriously, like, I just couldn't. Took me like a few shows to really like realize it was not a simulation. It was real life.
Get over being starstruck.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, okay, they're just regular dudes like hanging out catering and stuff. But at first it definitely is. But it was very special to be on that tour with everybody.
So we're in kind of this landscape where it feels like that anybody with a smartphone and an internet connection can put out music. What would you say sets your band apart from everybody else?
We have a fourth person in our group called Josh Shalde, who is an amazing producer, engineer, you know, composer. And I think he is really the secret sauce in Serenation, man. Like, all three of us come together to make it, but as far as recording wise, it's that guy. He's the special sauce.
Yeah.
I'd say we're also staying authentic as well. We write what we feel and what we're going through in our life. And Josh definitely does a great job of helping us get that out better and to the best ability. But I think that I hope that not too many bands differ from us, because we're just doing our best to be authentic. And I hope that they're doing the same too, you know. I think if you just are authentic, no matter what, it's going to set you apart. And yeah.
I agree, Jay. It's really tough to be authentic nowadays, because when you're like, so many bands are trying to go viral and everything, you're not really thinking about like, do I love this? Like, you're thinking of how cool do I look? And like, is this going to catch eyes? And I feel like it is really hard to stay authentic in a world like that, but it is just a world we're living in, but he is right. It is definitely special when you see someone who's just being themselves nowadays. It's rare, you know?
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
So you didn't release anything for 2 years, and then you kind of came back to it. What would you say were your most and least favorite parts of like going into the new stuff that you're releasing?
The favorite part is just the excitement of releasing after you haven't in so long, and having that feeling of like giving all your fans and friends something to listen to when they've been wanting for so long. And also just because we had all that creative time, I feel like we wrote some really special songs, because sometimes when you like, oh, you have 2 months to make an album, or you have 2 months to do all these singles, it can affect your creativity. But since we didn't really have like a clock, we could just write. It was really nice.
It's amazing to see it all come to fruition.
Yeah.
To see it all come out. And it's very exciting to see where it's going to go. You know, the world's going to decide our fate. So we're excited to see what they think. We're just going to do our best.
What would you say is the best career advice you've ever been given?
We get a lot of good career advice.
We do.
We have a good friend, this guy, the Cheese, and you know, he just always, all the time, has amazing different quotes and things that he says all the time. I actually have a couple of them written down, and he gives us. I do.
That's so cool, man. I love that.
He says, be, do, and have. He says, look at life like golf and billiards. Get it done in as little strokes as possible. Everything has to set up to the next opportunity. And those are two good ones that he told us. I'd say the best advice he ever gave us was, don't give up and don't break up. Stick together and make it work. And that is, like, I think that's the key, is just sticking with good people and good work ethic, and just try and do it as long as you can to the best of your ability. Show up, do the work. I show up right on time. Which I don't suggest that for everybody. You should probably be early.
Daytime.
Show up when you're supposed to be there.
Did we mention he's the lead singer?
Show up when you're supposed to be there, do the job, and do it to your best ability. And at the end of the day, you can't fault yourself for that.
Amen.
Yeah. I think that's true about the sticking together. I feel like that's such like a, you think that's so obvious, but if you look at so many great artists, that's been, it's never been the music or how successful they were. It was just the relationship within the band. So putting that first over everything, I think is so important.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
So who is the dream collaboration for you guys? Like who's the top of the list?
Ooh. You mean to work with, like to like collaborate? Artists, oh, right? Artists?
Yeah, I think so, right?
Yeah.
Bruno Mars.
Yeah, we've
already had a really awesome opportunity. We got to work with Rome from Sublime. That was pretty amazing.
Yeah, that was cool, man.
I honestly couldn't say one, because, you know, why pigeonhole ourselves? You never know who you're going to work with. Whatever the stars decide, whoever comes our way.
Yeah.
You know, I tell you what, working with Rick Rubin would be pretty amazing, just to get in a room with someone like that.
Yeah, it would.
Or the guys that worked with ABBA.
Oh, the Swedish dudes?
The Swedish dudes, yeah.
Dude, that would be the ultimate. Dude. I would anything to get 10 minutes with those guys and just like show me everything.
Yeah, the catchy kings over there.
Yeah, the hit makers, dude. That would be sick. Whoever, I have to figure out their names, but the Swedish guys who produced the album would be pretty
awesome. Yeah, those guys are amazing.
ABBA is their initial. ABBA is their
of the band, name. Yeah.
Their names.
Damn.
That what their names are.
They're just Abba now.
Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, yeah, that would be cool. I think that was funny.
Do you have a favorite time of day?
I'm a morning guy.
It's nice because whenever we're on the road, Jay will always take like the morning drives, and then like me and Adam will take the late night, because I like the evening when everything has been kind of done and you can feel this sense of accomplishment, and now you know it's time to chill. So yeah, I think that balances the band out well, that Jay likes the mornings and we like the evening and night.
It's perfect, especially when we're driving on the road. It works.
Yeah,
great.
It works out really well.
Because by the time they're ready to go and drive, I'm ready to go to sleep. So, It works great. What about you? What's your favorite time of day, Greg?
We are actually in my favorite time of day. Like
midday.
The middle of the afternoon. It's because usually everybody else is at work. So like if I have errands to run, there's nobody around.
Yeah. That's true. That's a good point.
That is always nice to be out there without too many people on the road.
Right.
That's the best, man.
That's why they drive at night, because that's the best time to drive is at night. Nobody's on the road.
So yeah. Peaceful.
Yeah, it's very peaceful.
What are the three things that Sarah Nation cannot live without?
Liquid death water.
I don't know. We've gone quite a few times without it.
Sometimes no, really yeah. Water.
There's only alcohol in here.
I'm pretty sure probably stuff there.
Probably top ramens, right?
Yeah.
We live on top ramens on the road.
And tuna packets.
And tuna packets.
For me, I would say it's like we have like a really tight-knit like crew. Like kind of like we met these people through the band and now they've become like our best friends. I would say like without them, it wouldn't feel the same. Because like they come, they travel to see us. Like if we play, they've even like flown to come see us. Like if we have a show, just because like we all live here and we hang out all the time and they just support us no matter what. And I feel like when they're not there, it's still a Sarah Nation show, but it's not quite the same, you know?
Yeah, they definitely influence us in a great way.
We have a great crew. We have a great crew of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so to answer your question, friends, family, and fans. The three things you can't live without.
Yes, sir. I agree. Beautiful.
So if y'all could go back in time to like the minute that the band formed, knowing everything that you know now, would you do anything differently?
Buy Bitcoin, probably.
Oh,
that's probably
fair.
It.
That's fair.
Yeah, good one. I don't think
so. I don't think there's anything we could have done differently. I definitely would have, if I could have said something to myself, I would have said, be patient, because it's not going to happen as fast as you think it will.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You know?
That's real.
Yeah.
Be patient, and in the words of Willy Wonka, it's not the chocolate that's the secret. It's the people you share it with. And so, you know, I think that would be another thing I would tell myself is just remember that the people you're doing this with and the people that you'll experience along the way are just going to be amazing. And let it blossom. Because it'll get better and better and better.
Yeah. That's true, man. Be patient. That's a hard one. I think in anyone in any business. But it's true. It will come. But if you try to force it, sometimes it can actually prolong it.
That's
what you're looking
everybody
for.
Everybody that I've ever had on the show, that's the advice that they would give to their younger selves when they were starting, is that like it's not going to happen overnight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's real.
It takes
man.
A while to realize it. Shoot. You know, it takes years to figure out, oh my God, this is taking years already, you know?
Yeah.
What do y'all think is the weirdest word in the English language?
Oh my God.
Snarge.
Is that a real word?
Yeah.
Boring.
Yeah, it's the remains of a bird that has hit a plane, you know, in the air, and it becomes a gooey paste, and they scrape it off of a plane.
Snarge,
yes.
There's a word for that?
Snarf is a weird one, too. Or zarf. Zarf is a weird one. That's the coffee cup holders.
The weirdest word.
I didn't have time to think about this.
I think any word that a letter silently sneaks into. I'm like, how the hell, who's coming up with this? Where did this letter think, like pterodactyl? You know why you can't hear a pterodactyl go to the bathroom? Because the P is silent.
Oh, is there a P before the T? Yeah.
There is.
Oh shit.
And like word foreign, let's throw off the foreigners with these silent words. The word foreign has a G in it. Where did that come from? The G is like, hey guys, I'm gonna come and I'm gonna hang out, but I'm not gonna make any noise. Those weird.
That's so true, man.
Those words yeah. get me.
Pseudonym too. There's a P before the S.
Yeah.
Yep.
And there's a Y in there for no reason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And the word wasps, you always have to go.
Yeah, wasps.
And masks, it happens.
Isn't waspy like a word too, like to describe a person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Angry?
Waspy? It stands for white Anglo-Saxon Protestant.
Are you what? Serious?
Mm-hmm. What's waspy? The white? Oh, yeah. Oh, they're okay.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know. I would have never thought that.
Waspy what? Reminds so me of the Monopoly guy from Ace Ventura.
Oh,
when
yeah.
he comes down the stairs with the monocle and he's like, hello, hello. That's a waspy person to me.
I forgot all about that guy. I love that movie.
What's at the top of your professional bucket list? Like, what's the thing that you could do and then the next day you could retire from music and be totally good?
I don't think I'll ever retire from music, but...
That's tough, man.
That's tough.
I don't know if I've ever thought about that. So I don't ever really think about there being an end to this.
Playing on Mars, I think. Yeah, if I got to play a show on Mars. And
oh, my God.
Probably again.
Yeah, I always sorry, Guanjay.
No, I mean, yeah, I wouldn't. I'm with Adam. I would never want to give up music, playing music.
Yeah, me either.
There's so many different facets of it. I mean, from singing to kazoo to playing real instruments, you know, there's such a grand world of music. Why would it ever stop?
Yeah, you should just change your bio and all your social media to professional kazoo player. I'm angling about the lead singers.
At this time, I feel like the Kenny G of kazoo.
That's what your bio needs to say. The Kenny G of kazoo.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but you got style. Good. That's all that matters.
That's right. It's so funny when I whip it out and people are like, what the? And then they kind of like hate it, but then they kind of love it. And then when it's gone, they always want more. I don't know why.
You just give them a taste, you know? Keep them coming back.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a cheese. It's like a fine taste you have to acquire. It starts out real moldy and stinky, and you're real like, pungent. Ooh, I don't think very pungent. I don't think I like this very much, but then it goes away, and you're like, ooh, the aftertaste is great.
Oh, my God.
Is there an artist whose career path inspires you?
You know, I was watching a documentary the other day. Honestly, can't even tell you which one it was, but Carlos Santana was on there, and he just seemed so inspiring, man. Like, his outlook on life, you could just tell he truly like does it for the right reasons, and he like, it didn't even seem like being famous was really important to him. It was just like he wants every day to be the best day of his life, and I thought that was so cool because I think it's so easy to get caught up in like the numbers and climbing the ladder. So I think anyone who chooses like kindness and like Jay said, being authentic, inspires me, especially like now, like today, you know. So there are plenty of others, but Carlos Santana, definitely want to look into his life a little more, for sure.
Yeah, he is cool.
Yeah.
I would say Elvis, James Brown, and Russ.
Yeah.
I like Elvis because he was larger than life, and I like James Brown because he could dance and wow people, you know?
Yeah.
You know, just get him. And then I like Russ because he was the first artist that I had seen and read about that, like, independently did his own thing and figured out, like, basically everything that the labels were doing for musicians. And then he just figured out, like, I can basically do all this, most of this stuff myself, you know, with his own team of people that he knew and trusted. And I think that was, like, a really cool thing to be able to just grow with his music and release it the way that it was, like you said, the authentic thing is just he stayed authentic to himself. And I think I hope that, like, labels these days are more about that, just keeping the artist and not influencing too much. But I feel like once you get in the corporate world, they probably want to influence you to, like, sell Pepsi or whatever.
That sponsorship.
You know, like, could you mention Pepsi and Mountain Dew in this song once or twice?
It's true. I think when you get, especially like in the pop world, it'd be so tough to stay real because all that there's when there's money, there are people trying to tell you how to make more money, you know, and how you can just accomplish that at any cost. So, yeah, it is tough. I think it's really tough nowadays for sure.
It's crazy that, you know, Taylor Swift's story is pretty wild.
Yeah,
it is. The fact that she, like, came back and what did she do? She, like, re-recorded everything.
Yeah.
Under her own thing. Like, that's a lot of work. That's respectable.
It's worth it. Look at her now, the biggest artist in the world, I would say, possibly ever.
Super Bowl champion.
Super Bowl champion. That's her biggest accomplishment.
Yeah.
For real.
When she strapped on that helmet, I knew. I'm like, this is my girl.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, there's so many musicians out there that have just done so many great things. And, you know, it's incredible to be influenced at a time like this. It's just such a great time to be alive with everything that we get to learn from our predecessors and everything that we're about to see with the future coming, you know, and it's just what a great time to be alive.
It's a good way to look at it.
So other than your own music, who are we listening to right now?
Trying to think, who was I just listening to?
I listen to a radio station. I listen to a lot of comedy. All the time, all day long. And then I listened to this one radio station called Nightwave. And it's just a bunch of 80s synth tracks. And it is so good to work out to. I just feel like Cold Trickle and Days of Thunder. Just amazing. They're like, I don't know why I always feel like Tom Cruise, but like Maverick and Top Gun. You know, I like music that makes me feel it like a different, I don't know.
Takes you out of your mind space somewhere else.
Yeah, it takes me to a different place in time. I like the 80s and the 90s. I feel like everything was so fresh and beautiful and vibrant.
Yeah. I love like alternative music. Like I like emo music, like My Chemical Romance and This Fail to Use. And then, like, softer stuff like Jimmy Eat World. Anything, like, in that realm, I'll probably love it. You too.
Adam's a diehard punk.
Punk, yeah, he's a punk guy.
I really like, he's a I like punk. Listening. Anything that's fast. I like fast music.
Yeah.
What's a book that you feel like everybody should read?
Oof. There's a few for me. My favorite book is not like a very popular book, but it's called As a Man Thinketh. And it's by James Allen. I read it every single day. And it's just about being a better, like, unselfish person in life. And it's so tough. You don't even realize sometimes when you're being selfish, but it's helped me a lot to like undo a lot of the my own shit. So if anyone's looking to do that, I think it's a good one.
You know, I like really. The book. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Adam. What do you got?
I would say anything on cassette tape for me.
Audiobooks count. Audiobooks totally count.
Yeah, all of them. All the audiobooks. I go with all of those.
There you go. I like one book that I really liked was it's a short little book. It's a tiny little book. And the chapters are really short, which worked really well for me. And the print was really big.
Did it have pictures?
It does have little pictures in between each chapter. And it was the book by Russ. And I like it because it was a short read. It was an easy read. And he was super inspirational. He said, you got to believe in yourself to make this happen. You just like, you know, because like we were saying earlier, when you got to tell yourself that it's not going to happen as fast as you think it is. In those moments where you're like, why isn't it happening? Or like, you know, what is going on? You just got to reassure yourself. There's a reason why I'm doing this. Like this is what I want. And you know, like I'm going to do it. You just got to believe it. And I really loved the way he believed in himself and made it happen. And yeah. I think we're doing the same thing. You know, we've been believing in ourselves for a long time. And now that we're back and putting music out, it's just great.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's my favorite book, Little Book by Russ.
Little Book.
Are y'all coffee people or tea people?
I'm neither. I don't like coffee or tea much, to answer your question. For me.
I think, Jay, you're like a coffee guy, right?
I am a coffee guy. But I'm a smoothie guy overall. When it comes to coffee or tea, I prefer a smoothie. I gotta make a big smoothie every morning and just fill myself with nutrients.
It's important, though, that you drink that as fast as you can.
As fast as I can. I do. I chug it. It's like a huge, it's a big gulp cup from the movie theater. It's an Avatar cup, and it's huge. And I just drink this huge smoothie every morning on an empty stomach. And then I basically look like I'm pregnant until about 12 o'clock when I finally start digesting everything. And then, you know, but it's great energy.
Yeah, for more info, follow Jay Cool
on That's Instagram. Right. Let you in on the supplements and everything as well. Link in my bio. Jeez.
Window or aisle seat?
Where are we going?
Anywhere you want to.
Well, if it's a long trip, I'm gonna do an aisle seat all day long. Short trip, window seat.
I like the window. So I like looking outside. Something I know I'm thinking of everyone around. They're like, they probably want it closed, but it's just so pretty. I like looking out.
I'm an aisle guy. Yep, I always give the window to my wife so she can look out and see the world.
Oh.
You know.
And someone to rest your head if you want to, like, rest.
I just like sticking my leg out in the aisle. That is like that one little thing where you can see when nobody's walking by, but sometimes you fall asleep, somebody trips over your foot and you're like, oh no, I'm going to be responsible for someone getting hurt on this plane. What the heck?
Oh my God.
Table or booth?
Booth.
Booth.
Who doesn't want to be comfortable, right?
Do you consider yourselves artists or entertainers?
Both, right? That's like when we're writing, it's a whole different vibe than when we're performing.
Yeah.
Almost the polar opposite.
We have to be both. We wear the hat when the time comes.
Yeah.
So let's say that in 10 years' time, I invited y'all back on the show. Where is Sarah Nation?
Oh, man, we're going on tour 6 months a year. We're only doing Sarah Nation. That's like our main deal. We don't make money really doing anything else. And we're still all best friends.
Amen.
That's what I think.
If it was the interview, I would come on and I would go, woo, dang, man, we're fresh out of Mexico right now. We've been on tour for 6 months. You know what I'm saying? With all these amazing bands. And yeah, life is good. We can't wait to see our families. And, you know, keep downloading that music because you guys got us here. We love y'all.
From Mexico. I just love that.
Yeah. In Cancun. We're out here in Cancun. Spring break. Playing the main stage at Vibaloo Fest.
Coming up, Bustle, man. All right. Bye. Yeah, there you go. Bye. So, Vibaloo totally could be a thing.
Right.
You know? That's where I think we'll be, you know, we'll just be getting better at what we do and, you know, and sharing it with the world. And hopefully we influence somebody else to do the same thing and just enjoy it. Keep going for it. Live it up.
Yeah. So tell the folks listening at home and all over the world where they can get their hands on your music.
Anywhere. Spotify, YouTube, just put in Sarah Nation, Sarah Nation. I mean, I think we're literally on everything. When I go on DistroKid, I check all the boxes. I'm like, put it everywhere.
Check out the new music video, Not Today, Baby.
Yeah.
And where can they find you on social media?
Just Sarah Nation Music across the board. Nice and easy.
Well, thank you so much for taking a little bit of time out of your day to talk to me about you and talk to me about your music. I've enjoyed this a lot.
We did too, man. Thank you so much. You did a great job. You're really good at interviewing.
Thank you, Greg. For real. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for having us. Look forward to that 10-year reunion.
Yeah.
Woo! We'll be back every Wednesday and Thursday with all new episodes of Headliners. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave a review. Headliners is a Your Life the Mixtape Media LLC production in partnership with Rod Wharton Productions. All rights and trademarks reserved. No portion of this episode may be reproduced commercially without explicit consent.